Good morning, my beloved brothers, and God bless each of you as we come together on this wonderful Friday, called Freedom Friday by some, to share this very special time of meditation and encouragement. God bless each of you. This is, in fact, the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. Certainly good and also pleasant for us to come together in this fashion. We've been doing this, coming together for prayer since March of 2015. And in our 6th year of existence, God has blessed us. He's heard our prayers. He's answered our prayers. And he's pitied every groan. So as long as we live, even though troubles rise, we should hasten as we do each morning to his throne. We're delighted to have each of you to join us this morning. Especially delighted to have the voices of those that members of our Supreme Council to chime in and greet each of us, current and past members of our Supreme Council. Included in that number is our visionary. We praise God for him. Brother Dr. Staccato Powell joins us each day on the phone, and we praise God for his presence and his prayers and his participation. And we're delighted also to have two of our Grand Vasili to join us, former grands, both of them, and we thank God for them. Dorsey Miller, Brother Dr. Dorsey Miller, Jr., is on the phone, and we praise God for his presence. He's the 35th Grand Vasil of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and he joins us each day in the state of Florida, and we praise God for his presence. We're also delighted, as always, to have our immediate past Grand Vasil on the phone, Brother Dr. Antonio F. Knox. He joins us each day. And it's at this time that we invite him to share a few comments with us. So let us all now rise in spirit and receive Dr. Knox. God bless you, my brother. You have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And good morning, brothers. Brothers, it's always a blessing. Brothers, as you've heard, God hears our cry. So do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Brothers, we've been blessed, and each and every time we come together, we make a difference. Brothers, Brother Mike Wright and his family are down in Florida. Please keep him and his family lifted and allow MJ and his teammates to play well and come off the field without being injured or attracting the virus and to bring home a win. Brothers, as fathers, it's a blessing to have that opportunity. Each and every day, I know I ask you for something, and each and every day I see it come to fruition. Brothers, and I thank you for it. But please know that I love you all.
Dr. Knox, and you know that we love you as well. Thank you so much for your faithfulness.
Thank you, Reverend
Doctor. My brothers, what a joy it is to come together. We had a banner day this week. 262 members of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity joined together in prayer telephonically. Our numbers were not that impressive yesterday, even though we were in the 170s. And we know that each of our district chaplains, each of them does a stellar job in attracting members of their district to join us, not just on the day that they present, but also on the other days. We ask each of you that you would be diligent in making sure that you're inviting others to this call, your line brothers, your chapter brothers, and others that you know to join us for this wonderful and beneficial time of prayer and fellowship. God bless you. And so, brothers, as we continue our cycle, we have our second district chaplain with us, Brother Reverend Dr. Ronald Williams. He covers the states of Delaware and Maryland and New Jersey and New York, and the infamous Pennsylvania. I say that because Kappa Omega has been stellar in their participation, have been since we began, and we praise God for the state of Pennsylvania. So, brothers, at this time, we present to you our second district chaplain, Brother Reverend Dr. Williams. God bless you, my brother. You have the phone, sir.
Amen, Dr. Williams.
Amen. Good morning to all of you, my brothers. Praise God for all who have risen this morning and joined us on this call. Of course, always we live in prayer and thanks, give thanks to the Lord for our leadership, who is always doing a stellar job in providing the right direction for all of us in our organization and in our fields. We thank God for all of you brothers this morning because, you know, it is serious commitment. It is a wonderful thing as we continue to get together. Men ought always pray. We know that there is power in prayer. My brothers, today is day 261 in our daily walk. Our topic of discussion this morning is Judah's day in court. And we'll look at Micah chapters 6 and 7. And the book of Micah is broken down into three parts. All parts are dealing with oracles or cycles of oracles. Chapters 6 and 7 is the third of the three parts. And just as with the other two previous parts, this one, it deals with in two segments. Segment 1, the judgment, and segment 2, the promise of blessings. And actually, just to even say that ought to be exciting, because what it really tells us that is that even though God judges us, he also continues to love us enough that after he corrects us, then he blesses us. In fact, the first part of chapter 6, the prophet is using language that gives us a view as if we're in a courtroom, as God's lawsuit against Israel is presented. I found verse 3 very amusing. It is a rhetorical question that is asked. And it says, "What have I done to thee?" And I say that it's rhetorical because there is no doubt that the Lord is innocent of any misbehavior against his people, whether it was back then or even now. And whether you agree or not, everything that the Lord does to us, for us, with us, is for our good. He never fails us. Just thinking about the fact that he never fails us, I can't help but to bring up an old hymn that perhaps is doctrinally incorrect. "We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord." But there's a part in there that says, "He's never failed me yet." My brothers, he's never failed us, and he never will. To say he's never failed me yet would imply that there is coming a day where he may fail us. But as the Lord raised that question, that rhetorical question, the answer is he's never done anything against us and he never will fail us. The Lord does it to Israel. Excuse me, but he continues on and he does to Israel what he does to you and I. When we seem as if we have forgotten who he is and what he's done, the Lord reminds us from whence we've come. He reminds us. He plays, whether you want to call it a recording, whether you want to say a video, but he reminds us. He brings to our remembrance where he delivered us from, what he's brought us out of, what he's brought us through, what he has healed us from, how he's opened doors. He reminds us. And what he's really doing, he's just presenting his case to remind us that even though we have done wrong, he has been faithful to us. And then we move into chapter 7. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 7 begins with an individual lament by the prophet. He compares his discouragement with the state of Israel to the disappointment experienced by the fruit pickers at the end of a poor harvest season. We ought always, when we realize the wrong we've done and where we've fallen short, we ought to always have a moment of lamenting. It really puts us in a position where we then can really realize the awesomeness of God and begin to get on the right track. But he closes the chapter with the promise of restoration and victory. My brothers, that's really where we ought to always remember just how awesome God is. That in spite of shortcomings, in spite of hiccups, in spite of faults and frailties, that God loves us so much. He loves us so much, first of all, that he even corrects us. But then he loves us even more because after he corrects us, he then promises to bring us the victory. And so the words of the prophet ultimately should be a reminder to us that our God is a God of justice, a God of righteousness, but he's also a God of mercy and a God of forgiveness. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer, my brothers. This morning we are receiving prayer requests. Brother Bernard Moses is asking for prayers for Brother Eric Hennicks, Brother Leon Sturkey, Brother Jamie Thomas, Brother Bruce Addison, Brother Julius Austin, and is in stage 4 cancer hospice. All these brothers are from Chi Iota chapter. We continue to lift them in prayer. And we even lift Brother Moses, who continues to have them on his heart and mind as well. Brother Kenny Faulkner is asking for prayers for a friend and former co-worker. She is experiencing health and life issues. As Brother GB40 stated this morning, we continue to lift and pray for Brother Mike Wright and MJ and all that are connected to the team and the families as they continue to travel throughout the nation to play football. And our prayers that all will be safe from illnesses and viruses, but then for all the players, in addition to that, we pray that they'll be able to play without injury. And then, my brothers, I ask that you pray for my sister-in-law, Cherie Johnson. She's a principal at Wicomico High School in Salisbury, Maryland. She contracted COVID-19 virus this past week. It was one of the students came to school who was positive, and a number of people have now tested positive. She is home resting and recovering. So we lift her and her family in prayer. Also, please pray for my great niece who tested positive for COVID as a result of a breakout from her daycare center. And she and the rest of her family, they are also home recovering and doing well. Brothers, I also ask that you would pray for me. You've heard me on a few occasions mention that I've been going back and forth for MRIs and seeing a doctor. And so as of right now, I am scheduled for surgery on October the 14th. To have my Achilles dealt with, as well as having bone spurs removed from my foot. And so I ask that you would pray for me, that I'll have speedy recovery and successful surgery. Let us pray. Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come, and Lord God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you because in spite of who we are, you are still awesome, mighty, powerful, and you do all things well. And Father, we come to you this morning because we know that there is no one in all the earth that can do what you can do. You are the one who created everything. And if you created everything, then that means you know how to make everything work. And so we thank you, God, and we praise you just for who you are. And then, God, we thank you because we continue to bring all of our cares unto you. And, God, you never failed us. And you continue to do all that we stand in need of. And you may not give us what we want, but you certainly give us everything that we need. And so we thank you, God. God, we continue to lift up all the names and families that we have lifted this morning. And God, we know that you already know the situations. But we ask not because we don't believe, but we ask because we just want you to know how much we care. So continue, Lord, to reach out and touch those lives. Heal those that are standing in need of a healing. Encourage those who need encouragement. Comfort those who are in a period of loss. And God, we continue to pray in a special way for this nation and our school systems. Lord, the virus is still hanging around and among us. And now, God, it seems that every day we're hearing more and more students, young people in the different school systems all over the country that are testing positive. So, God, we pray for your protection. God, we pray for your healing. God, we pray for your wisdom to be upon those who have to make decisions. Whatever needs to be done to make these situations better. God, speak to the hearts of your people. Place someone in the different positions where they can make decisions that will change the circumstances. Continue, God, to touch all of our leadership in our nation, in our world. And then also, God, we ask that you would continue to bless and keep our leadership as a fraternal organization. We are so blessed, Lord. You have blessed us so much by providing leaders in our organization that do the right things and guide us the right way. And so we pray for them. As they lead us, we pray for them. As they provide instruction, we pray for them. Lord, we ask that you will continue to keep your hedge of protection around them, that they might do things in your order and in your way and your will. Now, God, for all of us who are on this phone, for every district chaplain, God, we ask that you will continue to bless as they all continue to stand on the wall and stand in the gap. We pray for every district chaplain. And we pray for our grand chaplain as you continue to use him to guide all of us. We pray for him. And we continue to thank you for our past leadership that has helped to put in place a ministry that ministers to all. And we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. Now, God, as we close this prayer, we know that you do all things well and you do everything but fail. And so we thank you, we glorify you, and we lift you high above everything. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And our soul says amen. Amen.